Welcome back to Crunch Time. It's time for the Crunch Exchange, brought to you by the Josh Cooley team of Keller Williams Realty. Alex presents the prospectus. Steve lets us know if he's buying, selling, or if it's pending. Sell your home worry-free with Josh Cooley, Keller Williams Realty.
It's a bell, and it's a damn fine bell.
To be respected.
Final segment of Crunch Time on Wednesday means it is time for the Crunch Exchange. I'm going to give Steve some stories from around sports. He's going to tell us if he's buying or selling, the prospectus involved with that story. My favorite story from this week, something the three of us have talked about a lot off air and will now do on air, is the prospects of Madison Bumgarner participating in the Home Run Derby at the All-Star Game this year. If you don't know who Mad Bum is, do you just not like baseball or what? I don't get it. Because he's really good.
You're a communist.
Also a pitcher. Home run's not usually a pitcher thing. According to ESPN, though, Bumgarner's home runs per at-bat stats are the same as Mike Trout and Bryce Harper. Bumgarner has 11 homers in his last two-plus seasons and 175 at-bats. That's really good. Turn that into a 500 at-bat season or so, like most hitters get. He finishes with around 30 home runs in a season, and that's as a pitcher. So he wouldn't be the best home run hitter in baseball, but he'd be up there anyway. Bumgarner said himself he would love to compete, and that if baseball asks him, he will say yes. Bruce Bochy said it's a fun idea, but hesitated when asked about the prospect of injury, which would be the obvious fear. But when you think about it, the risk of him taking hacks in the Derby shouldn't be any higher than his teammate Buster Posey playing behind the plate in a real All-Star game, or even Bumgarner himself taking BP in practice every day. The entertainment factor is undeniable, but the practicality factor, maybe not so much. The prospectus. Madison Bumgarner should take part in the Derby.
First of all, an add-on. You said home runs aren't usually a pitcher thing. If you're a really bad pitcher, they are. You give up a lot of gopher balls.
I get it.
He should... I'm telling you, and for no reason, every bit of logic, the motion doesn't seem detrimental. He's just too valuable. And so based on my gut, I'm selling.
No fun. This is the no fun league.
I'm older. I'm more cautious.
Steve's the Goodell
life
today.
Life is precious.
That's right.
Bumgarner is precious.
He's Gollum over here. Maria Sharapova was banned from tennis for the next 2 years, testing positive for a PED. Her excuse was that it was a drug she had taken for the last decade. Tennis recently added it to the banned substance list. Her doctor prescribes it for her, so it should be okay. And that IAF officials ruled she didn't break the rules on purpose and deceived officials that she was taking the banned substances, so she shouldn't be suspended at all. But the bottom line is she did test positive, and she was suspended today for 2 years, a suspension she will appeal. Sharapova's 29 now, so she will be around 31 when her suspension is lifted. Obviously has other things she could do in her life, though, such as a successful modeling career, should tennis be taken away from her. 2 years is a long time to be away from any sport, but she is a semi-high-level player now. Would she be in 2 years at an age when most tennis players begin to fall off anyways? The prospectus, if her two-year ban is upheld, Sharapova is done in tennis.
Done! So the FBI guy said Mikey Corleone did this, and Mikey Corleone did that, but it was all lies.
Is that a buy?
What?
Is that a buy then?
Yes, I'm buying.
I don't know what the hell that was.
That was Frankie Pantangeli testifying at Michael Corleone, his case against the feds.
No spoilers.
It was just all lies.
No spoilers. The Warriors have absolutely boat raced the Cavs so far in the finals. I would give you the numbers, but you already know them, so there's no point. Look, they have scored a lot. The Cavs have scored a little. And today we learned that Kevin Love will miss Game 3 with his concussion. Not that he had done anything at all in the first two games, but he's one of the premier players in the NBA, or he's supposed to be anyway. People have talked about Kyrie Irving as having fallen off so bad that Cavs should think about trading him. LeBron is again taking the brunt of criticism simply just for being LeBron. The Warriors were a whisker away from being eliminated by the Thunder, but now look like the team we saw break the regular season record for wins. The Cavs have two home games now to prove they're worthy of being on the floor with the greatest. They are undefeated in this year's playoffs at home. This prospectus, the Warriors will win the NBA title in four games.
My day was ruined. I can't believe, based on what we've seen in the playoffs, that we could jump to that comfortable a conclusion. Although I'm kind of, there's a part of my head saying, you're an idiot. Of course they're going to win in four games. I just can't do it. I'm going to sell it.
Big Cleveland Cavs fan, Stevens. Speaking of the Thunder, the biggest name in free agency this year, unquestionably Kevin Durant, still an elite player, 27 years old, still has a lot of legs left for the game, should garner a massive long-term deal if he wants it now, and he could get it from basically anyone he chooses. But here's the thing, NBA salary cap goes up after next year, so if Durant wants to, he can sign a one-year deal, then get paid even more next year. Also a free agent after next year, by the way, Russell Westbrook. So some have said it would behoove Durant to sign for 1 year with the Thunder, then really explore things next year. That said, though, striking while the iron is hot is rarely a bad thing in these cases. He could get hurt again next year. Any number of things could happen to devalue him as a high-end player. So going someplace like his hometown of Washington, D.C. now could end up being a better move for Durant. The prospectus, Kevin Durant should leave OKC and sign a big deal now.
I'll tell you what, we've seen players cut deals to get under the salary cap. Brady's done it. Peyton did it. Saw LeBron take less money when he went to Miami. It was like a couple million here and there. It wasn't $65 million. KD is signing a one-year deal, then he's going to test the market, so I am selling that.
Staying in the NBA, last one here. The NBA officials union proposed to the league yesterday that they should do away with the last 2 minute reports the league does, in which they go over the calls from the last 2 minutes of games, let everybody know if they were good or bad. The union says that because they don't change the outcome of games, the reports don't serve a purpose other than to bring them under more scrutiny, which is something the league should be trying to avoid. While many say that the reports are a good way for the NBA to hold itself and its officials accountable and have a final word on if a call was good or bad. It's essentially the league's way of taking the heat off of officials instead of having them face reporters or questions about bad calls. Where do you sit, Steve? The prospectus. The NBA should do away with its, or do what its officials say and get rid of the last 2 minute reports.
Well, it doesn't mean anything except the next day on shows like this, we're like, oh, you were wrong? Thanks. That's really helpful. So I'm going to buy that one. It's pointless and aggravating. Kind of like the story of my life. Just pointless and aggravating.